VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Saudi Arabia's King Salman on Tuesday and twice with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. They spoke about the missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He was last seen 2 weeks ago entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. However, following their meeting in Saudi Arabia, there was no immediate information on the fate of Khashoggi. The U.S. State Department said Pompeo made it clear to the Saudis that learning what happened to Jamal Khashoggi is the primary reason President Trump sent him to Saudi Arabia. As the investigation continues into Khashoggi's disappearance, the debate over consequences continues as well. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox and Friends that he's all for sanctions against Saudi Arabia.
We deal with bad people all the time, but this is in our face. I feel personally offended. They have nothing but contempt for us.
Now a Middle East expert, John Alterman, the director of the Middle East program at CSIS.
People will treat Saudi Arabia differently, and I think, frankly, Saudis will treat the United States differently. Exactly where on that spectrum between normal and North Korea we will end up, I think, is going to depend in part on exactly what the Saudis come out with the next day or two.
The United States imposed sanctions Tuesday on a network of businesses that officials believe support an Iranian paramilitary force that allegedly trains and deploys child soldiers. Those children then fight with Iran's powerful Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the network is composed of at least 20 businesses and creates shell companies to hide its ownership and control of multi-billion dollar entities, he says, that are deeply entrenched in Iran's economy. This is VOA News.